I don't know. I can't feel them, to be honest. I can't feel anything below my knees. But no, that was tough. You know, obviously I expected it to be hard, but until you actually experience it, that was real tough. I got to about 18 miles, and I felt really good. But then my legs started to get a bit heavier. I could feel my calves and my quads cramping up a little bit, and I thought, oh, please, no, let me just get to the end of this race. And I managed to do it, but loved it.
Yeah. You've been, in your career, hit by some 18-stone monsters, but the 18-mile wall is always something that people talk about.
Oh, yeah, you know, I haven't experienced a hit like that in my life, really. And, you know, it's pretty much like rugby. You don't feel it until after the game or after the run as well. My legs are in absolute agony at the moment, but... certainly worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I like I say, I really didn't know what to expect, and you know, loved every second of it. It was tough, though. But that's what it's all about. It's the challenge, and if it was easy, it wouldn't be any point doing it.
What kept you going? Family, your charity, various friends, crowds.
Yeah, everything. Obviously, you know, when you're digging in, and when it's difficult, there you have a little think about your kids and stuff, and any kind of motivation possible. The crowd certainly helped you from start to finish. They were incredible today, and I was warned about them. I was told that they were, you know, that they're loud and they cheer you on, but you know, they certainly do help you out there. And of course, you know, the family and the charity as well. You use every kind of ammunition you can, really, to get through and to get you motivated, but you know, there was no lack of that out there today.
And you were doing it for?
WWF. You know, it's a charity I feel quite strongly about as well, and plus I've also been raising for a couple of local charities back home as well. You know, just trying to help in any way I can, really, and very honoured to have run for the WWF, and hopefully they'll ask me back again.
Would you do it again?
Well, the way I feel at the moment, no, but yes, I loved every second of it, and you know, I'd encourage anyone, if they get the opportunity to do this, they've got to do it. It's one of those things that I had on my bucket list, and probably one of the toughest things I'm ever going to do. But like I say, I thoroughly enjoyed the experience from start to finish.
Just a question in regards to your former occupation. World Cup year, when it comes to rugby union, everyone's looking forward to it. From a Welsh perspective, can they? Will they?
Can they? Yes. I think, you know, they've got such a good squad. I think there's a couple of home nations now that are looking very good going into this World Cup. Ireland, certainly. England, you know, I think really have the opportunity to do it. I think they have a great squad, and they play some great rugby in the Six Nations. And Wales as well. I do think Wales have a you know, strength in depth. They play some lovely rugby when they want to, but they need to start the World Cup very positively, and that's been Wales' problem in the past. And you know, even when I was playing, we almost didn't believe in ourselves, really, at start of competitions. But if that's the case in this World Cup group, you're going to be out sooner than you know it. So I hope they start well, and they're certainly more than capable of doing well.